Welcome to the Better Wellbeing podcast series, brought to you by Legal & General Group Protection. I'm Suzanne Clarkson, an internal communications expert and founder of Coach House Communications. And during the next six short episodes, I'm going to help small and medium-sized business owners, HR professionals, and financial advisors look at employee communication in a way that creates the conditions for a culture of well-being and all the business benefits that come with that. I'll be providing hints and tips on how to use employee communication to help establish an environment built on a sense of purpose and meaning, where people feel valued, trusted, and emotionally engaged enough to contribute and challenge. It's designed to be a packed yet practical series, and it's accompanied by a HR toolkit to help employers and their advisors communicate their benefit and well-being program more effectively. Legal & General Group Protection are also running a competition, offering two SMEs employing 50 to 250 employees the chance to win a day's internal comms consultancy with me. This includes a review and follow-up report with practical actions and recommendations. Visit legalandgeneral.com/betterwellbeingcompetition to find out more about the competition and the HR toolkit. The series starts with three communication clinics, where I'll zoom in on the latest top SME findings from Legal & General Group Protection's nationwide research, the Wellbeing at Work Barometer. I'll look at how storytelling is a social wellbeing superpower. I'll look at leadership communication, the key to new ways of working success. And I'll look at why culture is central to holistic and measurable wellbeing. Then, in the subsequent three communication swap shops, I'll be interviewing two SME business owners and also the co-founder of Minds at Work, a charity that's partnered with Legal & General to provide SMEs with mental health support. In each interview, we'll discuss employee communication and well-being in action. What's working, what isn't, and what could be.